The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact non-critical care in hospitals across Ontario. Like many programs, the Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehabilitation Program at the Peter Munk Cardiac Centre and Toronto Rehab Institute has been forced to find new ways to operate in the past year. For Martin Friedman, a retired Toronto resident who has undergone two heart procedures and experienced the program's changes firsthand, the essential innovations have actually helped improve the program. Under the leadership of Dr. Paul O, Good Life Fitness Chair in Cardiovascular Rehabilitation and Prevention, the program has pivoted during the pandemic to deliver smaller in-person sessions along with a collection of online resources focusing on lifestyle habits, nutrition, medication, and exercise. Joining us to talk about this, Martin Friedman, retired Toronto resident, and Dr. Paul O. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for doing this.
It's a pleasure.
Glad to be with you.
Martin, let me start with you and just reading your story. Mechanical engineer, you owned your own consulting firm, used to travel all around the world and quite often. And it's really interesting because I think a lot of people would be able to relate to just being very, very busy and not, I guess, setting aside the time for exercise, not having the time for exercise, and not realizing how much that plus stress just adds up for us.
Absolutely. You know, I didn't realize it until it happened to me. You know, as you say, flying all over the world from Canada to Dubai to Morocco, different, times and eating not at regular times, not sleeping. And it took its toll on me without me realizing it.
Sure. Dr. Paul O, did you meet Martin the first time he had an issue with his heart cardiac failure?
Indeed. Martin was with us about 6 years previously after having undergone a procedure, and he was able to participate in the on-site version of our program.
Right, which has now changed, as a lot of things have, during the pandemic. Can we talk a little bit about how the program has changed and how it still remains effective?
Absolutely. You know, in the past, remember a year ago when people used to gather?
Well, that's I call it the before times.
In the before time, we
yes.
used to have medium-sized groups come together face-to-face, socialize, walk together on our track, work out together. And gosh, the pandemic changed everything for us. So we've gotten from larger groups down to small groups. From many on-site visits to just a select few to get folks oriented. And then, like for all of us, we pivoted to doing a lot of great support online using web conferencing. And we were fortunate that we had a lot of great online resources we were able to draw from to help provide information about nutrition, exercise, psychosocial health, and getting on track and staying there.
Martin, so you've experienced the before and the after of the program, and are you finding it still as helpful for you? Is it in some ways more convenient for you? How are you finding all of that?
Well, you know, this time around, I think I'm finding it more convenient because, mm-hmm. you know, when I was on site, you know, you're doing your walking exercises, you're doing your resistance training. An instructor can't watch everybody all at once to ensure that you're doing the exercises correct. When I'm doing them at home now, I've got them on video. And I'm doing it with the videos, so I'm ensuring that I'm doing the exercises correctly and I'm not going to injure myself. And even my walking prescriptions, you know, I walk 5 times a week, 3 miles, 3 miles at a time in 48 minutes, and I just find it to be so much more convenient to have all the tools with me.
It's such an interesting thing, Doctor. Oh, we've spoken to so many people over the past year who have found, I guess, ways to run their businesses in a more efficient manner. I actually spoke to a doctor last week who said they will be doing a virtual consulting moving forward exclusively. So how have you been able to switch this program to make it more convenient for everyone, for the doctors and for the patients?
Well, I think one, necessity coupled with a tremendous capability and resilience of our team members. You know, a year ago, we really didn't have a choice but mm-hmm. to pivot. And we pivoted rapidly, and the team went through a whole series of very rapid changes, ensured that we stayed connected and just thought closely about what is it that our patients or clients really need. And it's that connectedness and support, however we can deliver it. That was our kind of mantra moving forwards. So this is a lovely sort of middle point for now, where we can do about 25% of our program face-to-face, but 75%, the vast majority, delivered at home. So staying physically distanced, but even more socially connected than we might have been before. And we're seeing great results as the outcome from this kind of programming.
Now, Martin, your first cardiac issue was a number of years ago, and then you had something happen last year. So tell us what that was like.
Well, first of all, in 2014, I had a blockage and I had stents put in. And when I was in the first program, there were 35 people in the class. You know, it was a bigger class. You couldn't get there wasn't the closeness as there is now. Mm-hmm. This time round, unfortunately, I had open heart surgery for a heart valve replacement. And being able to do this program at home has been a wonderful help to me, because I don't have to go out. I can sit in my living room with my resistance bands and my dumbbells, and I can do all the workouts at home with the videos, and I'm assured that that it's like online training. I know I'm doing the exercises right, and I know I'm not going to get hurt, and it's beneficial for me.
And Dr. O, I would think that for patients, part of that is, there's a little bit of stress in having to get somewhere at a certain time. And if you can do it at home, that's probably better for the patients in some ways.
Absolutely. We know that programs are successful when they can meet people where they're living. So making things convenient in time and in geography and just to fit the life's pressures is extremely important. We found that during pandemic that many folks were kind of disconnected and isolated. And this was a great way of bringing programs right into the home at a convenient hour. And I'm delighted to hear Martin's experience has been so positive in that way.
Martin, you must feel like, how many years have you lost in terms of feeling like a younger man with all this energy and devoting your time to exercise?
Well, I lost many, many years, right? And the beauty of it is now is that I've been given a second lease on life. And I have all the tools to help me progress. I mean, the Ramsey Center have given me like a foundation, and I'm now able, with all the tools I have on my computer and everything from them, I can now build and develop. I can now self-manage. When I'm finished the course, I can now self-manage my training program, my exercise diary.
I love this story. I think it's fantastic. And Dr. O, I don't know if you could have a better spokesperson than Martin for this program.
Absolutely not. Martin's a fantastic ambassador for us.
Thank you.
Yes. Martin Friedman, Dr. Paul O, thank you both so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you both, so and have a good evening.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Thanks. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.